Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting third. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Lepon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willard Nixon. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Willard Nixon. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Neil Berry. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trux. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Virgil Trux. And now, play ball. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla takes first base on ball four. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Zarrilla. The throw from Courtney and he is out, Hunter applying the tag. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Goodman moves to second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young strikes out. Two outs. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunter. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Zarrilla hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Nixon moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nixon moves to third. Stevens moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Nixon scores. Stevens moves to third. Goodman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stevens scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 0-for-1 in the game. LePon bunts in front of the plate. Courtney fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Courtney. White moves to third. LePon moves to second. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White scores. LePon moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Nixon moves to second. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Stevens hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. LePon scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Goodman takes first base on ball four. Nixon moves to third. Zerilla moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gurnett strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. LaPon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0-for-1 in the game. Kokos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. Evers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny LaPon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaPon is 0-for-1 in the game. LaPon hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-1 in the game. Krahoski strikes out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards strikes out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Zerilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter strikes out. Two outs. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-1 in the game. Trucks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Trucks reaches second base with a double. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Gurnett reaches second base with a double. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Baker bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Gurnett moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gurnett scores. Baker moves to second. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-3 in the game. Evers bunts towards first. Krahoski scoops it up and throws to first, with Young covering, for the out. Baker moves to third. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lepon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Lepon reaches second base with a double. Baker scores. White goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos is 0-for-2 in the game. Cocos hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-2 in the game. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nixon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevens strikes out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first, with Trucks covering, for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-2 in the game. Courtney hits a pop-up towards short. LaPone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Elliott pinch hits for Virgil Trucks. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a line drive towards third. Baker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Max Lanier now pitching. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-3 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops it up and throws to first, with Lanier covering, for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny LaPone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaPone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. LaPone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kokos strikes out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-3 in the game. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nixon fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.